We're going to read today's scripture.
我们要来一起读今天的经文。
It is 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
这是在哥林多前书第十一章。
Verse 1, we're going to read all the way to verse 10.
从第一节我们要一直读到第十节。
I would like you to follow the Bible or follow the screen on the wall here.
大家可以照着你们的圣经来读，或者是照着荧幕上的经文来读。
I will ask Sister Joyce to read it in Chinese.
我会来用中文来读。哥林多前书十一章第一节到第十节，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。我称赞你们，以你们凡事纪念我，有坚守我所传给你们的。我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头。男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。凡男人祷告或是讲道，若蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头；凡女人祷告或是讲道，若不蒙着头，就羞辱自己的头。因为这就如同剃了头发一样。女人若不蒙着头，就该剪了头发；女人若以剪发、剃发为羞愧，就该蒙着头。男人本不该蒙着头，因为他是神的形象和荣耀，但女人是男人的荣耀。起初，男人不是由女人而出，女人乃是由男人而出，并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。因此，女人为天使的缘故，就应当在头上有服权柄的记号。
Let's pray together again.
让我们一起再次来祷告。
Father, this is your word.
天父，这是您自己的话语。
Teach us what your will is for us.
求您可以指教我们您的心意是如何。
You are the one who created us.
您是那位创造我们的主。
You are the one who set up the marriage among your creation.
您是那位在您的受造之物当中设立婚姻制度的那一位。
Help us to understand your will and help us to follow.
求您可以让我们来明想明了您的旨意，也让我们可以来遵行您的旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
当我们来到哥林多前书第十一章的时候，
We are going to talk about the roles of husband and wife.
我们要来一起探讨男人丈夫和妻子的职责。
We also want to talk about the role of genders.
我们也要来一起来探讨性别各个不同性别的职分。
Now, I don't have the time to do all those things. I will just cover the very basic.
我不会每一件事情都方方面面的讲到，我只会讲最基本的。
The scripture says husband is to be the head of his wife.
在经文上说男人是女人的头。
Obviously, this is not an easy thing to talk about today.
在今天呢，这肯定不是一个简单的话题。
But it is the topic in the Bible.
但是这是圣经中的话题。
I don't want you to feel that because it is the topic in the Bible, so I'm forced to talk about it.
但是我不想让大家有这样子一个误会，就是好像这个是在圣经当中的，所以呢，我就是被强迫一定要讲这个事情。
We shouldn't have a feeling that, well, it's in the Bible, so we must as well talk about it. It's not that kind of attitude.
我们所有的态度并不是因为这是圣经当中所说的，所以我们要必须要去讲，这不是我们所应该的有的态度。
But I do understand it is not an easy topic to cover.
但我确实觉得这不是一个简单的话题。
I don't think I can fully explain it in a Sunday sermon.
我觉得在这个星期天的讲道的时候，我没有办法把它全部方方位位的讲到。
I don't think I can especially finish the whole topic, cover the whole topic in a combined service with translation.
然后尤其是在这个合起来的敬拜包括有要给翻译的时间的时候呢，我觉得这个更加难做到了。
So I want to introduce to you a book, an old book.
所以我要给大家推荐一本书。
The young family studied it this past summer. I don't know if they finished the book. It's called The Excellent Wife.
所以呢，那个小羊团契在这个暑假的时候有学过这本书。我不知道他们有没有把这本书学完。这个书的名字，就是《贤德的妻子》。
It's written by Martha Peace.
它是由玛莎·佩斯所写的。
Every time we talk about this topic about, on how husbands should be the head of his wife, people bound to raise questions.
每次我们来讨论到丈夫是妻子的头这个话题的时候，人们都会有开始有疑问。
Questions like, how about men abusing wife?
Men abuse?
Yeah.
就是比如说有人会说，那会不会男人就会虐待女人？
Well, the book will also cover that topics.
这本书中也包含了这个话题。
But I probably won't cover that topic today because there will be a long... Before we talk about it, we have a lot of things to talk about, to need to learn before that.
但是今天我肯定不会涉及到这个话题，因为在讲那个题目之前，我们需要有很多的题目要先预备大家才能开始讲那个。
I want to begin by reading you a story, a testimony of this, of the author of this book.
我想要开始的时候就给大家念一段他这个作者的他自己的见证。
Her name again is Martha Peace.
她的名字是玛莎佩斯。
I'm going to read her testimony. So when I say I, it refers to her.
我现在要读她的见证，所以当我说我的时候呢，其实指的是那个作者。
Here's the testimony.
这就是他的见证。
For many weeks, Ed and his wife Jackie have been witnessing to my husband Sanford and me.
有很多过去的几个星期里面呢 ，Ed 和他的太太 Jackie， 他向我和我的丈夫 Sanford 一起来做见证。
My friend Ed had just shown me what Bible says in 1 Peter.Chapter 3, verse 5.
我的朋友 Ed 他告诉我这样的一个经文，就是在彼得前书的第三章第五节里面。
It says, "For this is how the holy women who hope in God used to adorn themselves by being submissive to their own husbands."
经文这样写道：因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫。
And I responded.With this,
我就这样子回答。
Submissive? You want me to be a submissive wife?
他说：“难道是顺服吗？你真的想让我做一个顺服的妻子吗？”
With anger, I threw the Bible directly at my friend Ed.
我一阵大怒，然后接着就直接把圣经向我的朋友 Ed 扔去。
There are many things I wanted in my life, but submissive was not one of them.
我在生命当中有很多事情可以去做，但是顺服绝对不是其中的一样。
My parents love me and indulge me as an only child.
我的父母非常的溺爱我，因为我是他们唯一的孩子。
I was a spoiled kid.
我是一个被宠坏的孩子。
Imagine my surprise at age 19 when I married my high school sweetheart and I discovered that the world did not revolve around me.
我19岁的时候和我高中的和我高中的甜心，然后两个人结婚了。但是结婚了以后，忽然发现整个世界其实不是以围着我转的。
I was selfish, willful, and easily angered.
我这个人非常的就是按己意来行事，而且非常的自私也很容易发怒。
If my husband Sanford had not loved me enough to put up with me, our marriage would have.
如果我的丈夫 Sanford 他不是这么爱我，然后这么的容忍我的话，我们的婚姻早就已经瓦解了。
I was wrong to think that getting married and having children would make me happy.
我以前有觉得，如果我结婚了有了孩子，我就会快乐，但这是误解。
For a while, it did give me joy.
曾经有一小段时间，确实我从中得到了喜乐。
But soon I was looking for something more.
但是很快的，我就发现我要追求更多的东西。
I try to find happiness in education, jobs, and partying.
我开始要从我的工作、我的学习以及开派对中间找到快乐。
Every one of them entertain me for a while.
每一件事情有一小会儿都会让我感到高兴。
But I yearn for something more.
但是我总是渴望更多。
I cannot
让我满足。
As time went on, I decided to commit myself to a career.
随着时间的推移，我开始决定要好好的专心我的事业。
I felt that a career would solve my problem.
我觉得我的事业可以解决我的问题。
So I pursue an advanced degree in nursing, and eventually I was teaching nursing in a local college.
所以我就开始在护理。这个上面来深造，最后在一个当地的一个大学里面在护理专业里面执教。
I did enjoy teaching nursing, but all my efforts were centered on pleasing myself.
我确实是很喜欢教那个护理，但是呢，所有的事情都是围着我自己的欲望来转。
I became a full-blown feminist who put career on the top priority.
我开始变成了一个彻头彻尾的一个女权主义者，我把所有的精力全放在我的事业上面。
About the time that I began teaching, we began to build our dream home.
教书之外呢，我们也开始建造我们梦想中的房屋。
As time went by, we found out that our builder was stealing money from us.
但是随着时间的推移，我们慢慢的发现，帮我们建造屋子的那个工头，他居然偷我们的钱。
We were left with an unfinished house, that had over $15,000 in lien against the property.
我们有一幢我们的房子没有完工，然后呢，欠了15,000块钱的债。
I tried to escape all the mounting pressure.By drinking and partying.
随着我的压力越来越大，我开始求助于喝酒、酗酒以及派对。
I decided what I really needed was freedom.
我开始觉得，我以为我真正需要的可能是自由。
So I secretly planned to make plans to leave my family behind.
所以我就偷偷的想要离开我的家庭，弃他们而去。
Fortunately for me, God intervened by putting three people in my life.
但是我非常幸运的就是神在我的生命当中放了三个人，他们阻止了我这样的行动。
One is my colleague who shared the same office with me at the college.
其中有一个就是我的同事，他和我在同一个办公室办公。
My colleague Katrina often tell me about Jesus.
我的同事 Katrina, 她经常和我谈到耶稣。
Because she and I are in the same office, I feel like I cannot escape the conversation.
因为她和我在同一个办公室，我无法逃脱这样子的对话。
I made fun of her Christian faith and yelled at her when she tried to talk to me about Jesus.
我可能因为他的基督徒信仰，当他跟我谈论耶稣的时候，我甚至可能对他大声吼叫。
A few times, Katrina went home in tears because of me.
有几次 ，Katrina 甚至因为我回家的时候，在一边哭一边回家。
The other two people are my college friend Ed and Jackie.
另外两个人呢，就是我的大学好友Ed 和 Jackie。
Ed and Jackie got religious.
Ed and Jackie, 他们开始变得宗教了。
And between two of them and Katrina, my life cannot get away from the talk about Jesus and the Bible.
他们两个人再加上 Katrina, 这样有三个人在一起的时候，以至于我没有办法可以逃离耶稣基督的影响。
As my plans to leave my family behind, I becomemore and more uneasy.
当我的计划越来越浮现，我想要离开我的家人的这个计划越来越浮现的时候呢，我开始我的心情越来越浮躁。
I began to have full-blown anxiety and panic attacks.
我开始有很多的anxiety attack， 很多的焦虑在我的心中。
My friend Ed kept telling me to pray and read Gospel of John.
我的朋友 Ed 他不停地要提醒我，让我来阅读约翰福音。
Finally, out of desperation, I took his advice. I started reading the Gospel of John over and over again.
最后在绝望当中，我听从了他的建议，开始阅读约翰福音，然后一遍又一遍的阅读。
Most of what I read, I already knew and believed. Jesus was God, the only Savior. He had died on the cross to pay the penalty of my sin.
很多东西我读的时候，其实我已经相信了，而且我之前也知道耶稣基督他是主，他在十字架上为我的罪而死。
But one night, while my husband Sanford was at work and our children were asleep, I was in bed reading John as I have done on many nights.
但是有一天呢，我的丈夫 Sanford 他在工作，我们的孩子已经睡觉了，我自己一个人在那里阅读约翰福音。
That night, it was to be different.
那一个晚上开始有了不同。
When I come to John 14, I read what had become a very familiar words of Jesus.
当我阅读到约翰福音第十四章第十三节的时候，那个熟悉的经文忽然触动了我的心弦。
And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就。
At that time, I said,This is not true.
那个时候我说这不是真的。
I've been asking and asking for Jesus to take my anxiety away, to give our money back that the builder has stolen and put our marriage back together, but God has done nothing.
我不停地一遍一遍地请求耶稣基督可以把我的焦虑给挪走，可以让工头把偷我们的钱还给我们，然后也把我的婚姻可以来拯救，但是他从来没有为我做过任何一件事情。
But then I remember my friend Ed said, keep on reading Martha.
但是我那个时候想到我的朋友提醒我说，你要继续读下去，往下读，玛莎。
So I read the verse again, this time I read the entire verse.
所以我又再次阅读了一下这个经文，这一次我把整一节全读了一下。
And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
Suddenly I understood. All my prayers have been self-centered.
忽然之间我明白了，我以前所有的祷告是以自我为中心的。
Nothing I wanted was for the glory of God.
我所求的没有一件事情是为神的荣耀而求。
That night, I bowed my head in submission and received Christ as my Savior, and I took a long time to confess my sins.
那个晚上我把自己交给了主，我祷告接受主耶稣做我的救主，花了很长的时间做认罪祷告。
Then I pray, Lord, I know that you have the power to take away my anxiety. Whether you do or whether you don't, you decide. I just want my life to glorify you.
然后我祷告说，神啊，主啊，我知道您有这样的能力可以把我的可以把我的焦虑给带走，无论您做这件事情或是不做这件事情都是您来决定，我想我的生命可以荣耀您。
So I turned out the lights and went to sleep.
于是我就关了灯去睡觉了。
The next morning, instead of overwhelming anxiety, I woke up with an incredible sense of God's peace.
第二天早上我醒来，我的所有的焦虑全都不见了，取而代之的是完全的平安。
I got up, walked across the room. Before I flipped on the light switch, I thought to myself, my life will never be the same.
我起床，在没有开灯的时候，我走到了房间的另一边， 哦，我在那里就想，我的生命从此不再一样。
So he had never been the same for Martha Peace.
玛莎佩斯，她的生活将从此不再一样。
That's her testimony.
这就是她的见证。
A life lived to glorify Christ will never be the same.
一个荣耀基督的生命将从此不再一样。
To become a Christian is to live a life that glorifies God.
变成一个基督徒就是要活出一个荣耀神的生命。
Every Christian is a disciple. Jesus called every Christian to follow him, to learn from him. And one major goal, lifelong goal we have as a Christian is to glorify God.
每一个基督徒我们的终极目标都是要荣耀神。基督呼召我们就是为了要荣耀他。
As we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it is not just about gender roles.
当我们来到哥林多前书第11章的时候，我们所谈论的不光是性别的不同职位。
It is not just about roles of husbands and wife.
不光是丈夫和妻子不同的位分。
It is about a life lived to glorify God.
而是关于怎样活出你的生命可以来荣耀神。
If you look at chapter 11, before that is chapter 10. Chapter 10 verse 31 says, So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
在来到11章之前是哥林多前书的第10章。第10章第31节这样说到，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Do all the scripture says to the glory of God.Of God, little things like eat and drink, big things like career and marriage, including the roles of husband and wife, do all to the glory of God.
是不是每一个经文都这样说呢？是不是让我们无论是再小的事情，比如说吃或者是喝，或者是至大的事情，比如说是我们的教育，或者是我们的工作。我们都要为神而活，为神而做吗？
We don't talk about gender roles and the roles of husband and wife as a matter of people's opinion.
我们在这里所谈论的丈夫和妻子的职分，或者是男人和女人的职分，我们并不是要按照人所设想的这样的来讨论。
We don't talk about those topics as a matter of cultural practices.
我们也不是按照文化的想法来说这样的事情。
We don't do people's opinion.
我们讨论的不是人的想法。
What we strive to do is to glorify God.
我们所要努力去做的是要去荣耀神。
In everything.
在任何的事情上都要去荣耀神。
As we read verse 11, chapter 11, verse 2.
当我们在阅读第十一章第二节的时候
Here it says, Now I command you because you remember me in everything and maintain the tradition even as I deliver them to you.
说到我称赞你们因你们凡事纪念我有坚守我所传给你们的
Here in English, Chinese does not say that, but in English they maintain the traditions even as I deliver them to you.
在英文当中，这个中文没有办法，没有翻译出这样的，就是说坚守我所传给你们的传统。
People would think that, oh, Paul teach them traditions.
这里人们可能会有这样的疑问，说保罗居然教他们传统。
But if you look at other letters that Paul writes, when he referred to tradition, he referred to the tradition of the gospel.
但是我们如果看其他的地方的话，当保罗指向传统的话，他所指的是福音的传统。
It's also the same as instructions about the gospel.
这个和福音它的教导是一致的。
Especially when in chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul says, I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们回到哥林多前书第二章， 保罗在第一、第二节当中写到，弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul here says, I want to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为保罗在这里说，我在你们中间不想教别的，不想让你们知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So whatever tradition it meant by chapter 11 verse 2 here has to do with Jesus Christ and him crucified.
所以在十一章中所讲到的传统，这个是与耶稣基督并他钉十字架有关的。
What Paul says about the role of husband and wife, it must be tied to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗在这里所说的关于丈夫和妻子的职分确确实实是跟十字架的道理，是跟救恩有关的。
Nothing else matters as much.
世上没有别的事情比这更重要。
I'm going off script. If you remember in Ephesians, Paul says husband is the head of the wife, and this example is not just about marriage, it's about Christ and the gospel.
我现在没有根据讲章上所说的，如果你们还记得以弗所书中保罗所说的话，在婚姻当中丈夫是妻子的头，这是跟福音有关系的。
Then we come to verse 3.
现在我们来到第三节。
Verse 3 says, But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God.
第三节中写到，我愿意你们知道基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
So as it turned out, the role of husband and wife is not about different cultures, not about different opinions.
所以丈夫和妻子不同的不同的位分，并不是由文化所决定的，并不是由个人的想法所决定的。
The roles of husband and wife is rooted in who God is.
丈夫和妻子的职分来源于神是什么样的。
Read this verse again, verse 3. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband. And the head of Christ is God.
我们一起来再读一遍第三节。我愿意你们知道基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
Take this phrase, for example, the head of Christ is God.
我们来一起看一下神是基督的头这句话。
The head of Christ is God. Does that change from culture to culture?
神是基督的头这句话会因为不同的文化而改变吗？
Can we say, oh, the head of Christ is God?That is true in Western culture, but in Chinese culture, the head of Christ is not God. Can we say that?
我们说神是基督的头，这句话在西方的文化当中是真的。那在中国的文化中就不是真的，这可以实现吗？
Can we say that? Of course, no.
我们可以这样说吗？当然不可以。
The head of Christ is God is universally true.
神是基督的头，在无论什么地方都是正确的。
Let's pick on the first phrase. He says the head of every man is Christ.
让我们来看看第一句话，基督是个人的头。
Can we say that, oh, it used to be true that the head of every man is Christ?
我们可以这样说吗？基督是个人的头，这以前是正确的。
But that was in the old time.
但是这是很古老的时代了。
Today, with all the advances we have, with all the knowledge we have, we become smarter, we know better.
今天随着世界的不断的发展，知识不断的扩充，我们这句话已经不再是真的了。
Today, the head of every man is no longer Christ.
今天个人的头已经不再是基督了。
Can we say that?
我们可以这么说吗？
The head of every man is Christ, is the old truth, no longer apply today. Are we able to say that?
基督是个人的头，这只是很古老的，已经陈旧的这样子一个观念，已经不在我们现在可以继续应用了。我们可以这么说吗？
No.
断乎不可。
Now you see between the statement that says the head of every man is Christ and the statement that says the head of Christ is God is the statement that says the head of a wife is a husband.
所以我们现在就可以看到基督是个人的头现在也是真的，神是基督的头，现在也是真的，男人是女人的头，现在也是真的。
The biblical role of husband and wife is rooted in who God is. The biblical role of husband and wife is rooted in who God is.
圣经是男人和女人的位分，这是一个圣经上的一个真理而且它是植于圣经的，是植于神是什么样的一位神。
Just as God is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of every man.
就好像神是基督的头，基督是个人的头。
The head of a wife is her husband.
男人也是女人的头。
Before we talk about what does head mean,
我们在继续来谈论这个头是什么意思之前，
Are we going to continue?
我们要继续。
I know we cannot dismiss the fact that this is universal truth, so people start playing with the meaning of head and make it less and less serious.
我们知道这是一个放之四海皆准的一个标准。所以呢，我们不能够把这个头这个定义，然后慢慢的淡化，让它越来越不严肃。
But let us move on, and then we come back to the meaning of head.
但是我们要在这里继续，之后才回到这个头，然后看这个头是什么意思。
Let us jump to verse 8 and 9.
让我们可以来跳到第八节和第九节。
Verse 8 and 9 says, For man was not made from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man.
第八节和第九节说到起初，男人不是由女人而出，女人乃是由男人而出，并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that the role of husband being the head of his wife is rooted in the order of creation.
这是说明这个男人和女人，丈夫和妻子，他们的位分是源于创造的先后。
Do you remember what day God created man?
你们还记得神是在第几日创造男人的吗？
Six days.
第六日。
Do you remember that God's the scripture says God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
你们是不是还记得这样的经文？神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
You know what God says after the creation of man?
你们还记得神在造了男人之后，他说了什么吗？
God says it was very good.
神说这甚好。
There are six days of creation, 1 to 5. Every day God says it was good.
从第一日到第六日神在创造，从第一天到第五天神创造完之后都说这是好的。
But when it comes to the six days creation of human being, God says it was very good.
但当到了第六日的时候，神创造了人，创造完人之后神说这甚好。
Genesis verse 1:27 says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. And then he says, male and female, he created them.
在创世纪第一章第二十七节中写到，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着自己的他的形象造男造女。
I want you to listen carefully. It was very good that God created man.
哦，我想大家可以仔细的听，神造了男人，看着甚好。
It was very good that God created man in His own image.
神造了男人，乃是照着他自己的形象，这甚好。
It was very good when God created male and female.
神造了男人和女人，这甚好。
It was very good.
这甚好。
Different gender, different biological genders assigned by God was very good.
不同的性别，不同的生理上的性别，在神看来是甚好的。
Don't ever let anyone tell you your biological gender is not good.
大家千万不要让别人告诉你，你的生理的性别是不好的。
When God created the whole world, everything is good, but when he created man, he created them male and female, and it was very good.
当神创造万物，创造天地的时候，神看一切都是好的。当他创造了男人和女人的时候，神看他们是甚好的。
This morning you don't see the sun, but it was raining. But if you see the sun, the sky, the ocean, if you see the star mountains,And the grassland, they looks beautiful, right?
今天早上下雨，所以大家看不到太阳。但是如果我们看到太阳，我们看到世上的万物，看到山，看到水，看到海洋的时候，我们看到这一切，这都是好的，不是吗？
It's about, the season is about to turn, cold and a lot of leaves changes and many families,This weekend or last weekend or next weekend and the week after that going to Northern Michigan and to see the colorful, fall.
当我们在季节变更的时候，天气慢慢的转凉，这个星期或者是上个星期或者是下个星期在不同的地方，叶子都会慢慢的变红。我知道有人可能下个星期要去北密，然后去看红叶，这都是好的。
You spend like 6 hours driving just to see the colorful pictures and then 6 hours coming back.
你们单程往那边要开6个小时就是为了看到这美丽的景色然后再开6个小时开回来。
You spend 12 hours just to spend a day there and then you come back and say, it is worth it, it is good.
你们在路上要花12个小时，整整12个小时，为的是在那里花一天的时间，看到这样的美景。然后你说这是值得的。
But God says the creation of man, the creation of male and female is even better.
但是神说我所造的人，我所造的男人和女人，这比这些景色更好。
We are not just talking about different genders.
我们在这里不光是要讨论不同的性别。
We also talk about the order of the creation.
我们也是来探讨创造的次序。
First male, then female.
先是男人，后是女人。
Chapter 11, verse 8 and 9 says the order is important.
在第十一章的第八节和第九节他所说的就是次序是很重要的。
In the creation, the man was not made from woman.
在创造的时候，男人不是由女人而出。
But woman from man.
女人乃是由男人而出。
Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man.
并且男人不是为女人造的，女人乃是为男人造的。
Because God created woman later, he says woman have a role is to be the helper.For Adam.
女人在男人创造之后才被造出来，因为神给女人设定的位分就是她是亚当的帮手。
So when God says it was very good, it includes the statement that the order of creation is also to be the role of husband being the head of wife.
当神说这一切甚好的时候，他也包括说这个创造的次序是甚好的。这样就说明男人是女人的头。
It was good. It was very good.
这很好，这甚好。
Do you agree?
你们同意吗？
Under the pressure, you will say yes, but when you go home, when you meet your husband and wife or future husband and wife, you will say submission stop here and no more.
在这里可能大家迫于我的压力，然后会在这里点头。但是回家，当你见到另一半的时候，或者见到未来的另一半的时候，接着你们就会说：好，我们那个顺服就从此到止，到此为止。我们还是回到正常的生活。
You may not like it. You may not like the fact that the husband needs to be the head of the wife, but you don't argue with me. You argue with God.
你可能不喜欢丈夫是妻子的头这样子一个概念，但是呢，你不能跟我来辩论，你要跟神来辩论。
And some of the husband may go home and say, "See, Bible is on my side."
有一些丈夫回家以后可能会说，你看圣经是站在我这一边的。
That's because you don't know what the meaning of the head is.
那是因为你还不了解这个头是什么意思。
What is the meaning of the head?
头是什么意思呢？
The meaning of the head is simple. Verse 10 says, this is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head.
根据第十节，头的意思其实是很简单的。那这里是说，女人应当在头上有服权柄的记号。
The head means authority.
头的意思就是权柄。
And husband will say, "See, I told you, it's still on my side."
然后丈夫就会说，你看，还是站在我这一边的吧。
Does it mean that men and women are unequal?
这是说明男人和女人不平等吗？
No.
并不是这样的。
Because the God is the head of Christ, but God and Christ are equal. They have equal glory. They have same essence. They're both God. They are both eternal God. It doesn't mean that Christ come from God, right? Christ doesn't come from God. They all existed at the same time.
比如说神是基督的头，并不是说神就比基督要大，而是神，因为神和基督是一样大的，他们同样是永存的，他们有着同样的荣耀。
So when you read a sentence that says husband is to be the head of wife, the husband will shout and say, yes, that should be like that. But then the next sentence says,God is the head of Christ. Then you realize they both are equals, just a different order.
所以当我们读到这一节说男人是女人的头的时候，可能丈夫会欢欣雀跃，但是呢，当我们继续的读到下一节说神是基督的头的时候，我们开始发现其实不是这样子的，因为神和基督是平等的。
God designed husband to be the lead.
神创造了丈夫是要他来领导。
Wife needs to be submissive.
妻子需要顺服。
The husband needs to love his wife sacrificially.
丈夫要以牺牲的爱来爱妻子。
Why? Because husband needs to love wife as Christ loved the church.
为什么呢？因为丈夫爱妻子就好像基督爱教会一样。
Christ died for the church. Husband needs to die for his wife.
所以就像基督为教会舍命，丈夫也应当为妻子舍命。
It is difficult for wife to submit to her husband, and it is equally difficult for the husband to sacrifice his comfort and his life for his wife.
正如妻子要说服丈夫是一件很困难的事情一样，对于丈夫来说，要爱妻子，为妻子牺牲，也是一件非常困难的事情。
Husband cannot go home and says, "You need to listen to me, give all the comfort to me because I'm tired. I only die for you. I don't sacrifice my comfort for you. That's not how you need to love your wife.
丈夫不能够这样子的爱妻子，不能够回到家中就说你要来牺牲你，你要顺服我，让我可以来享受这样子的一个舒适的生活。因为耶稣只是为教会死了，他并没有为教会牺牲，所以我只会为你死，我不会为你牺牲。
See, the husband has to go home and think about his wife as his, just like his body, and love her sacrificially. And that means he has to constantly think about his wife. That's very difficult for husband, and most wife will testify.
所以当丈夫回家的时候呢，他要想到自己需要彰显那牺牲的爱，需要为他的妻子，要爱他的妻子来牺牲。这对于丈夫来说是一件非常非常难以做到的事情。
The next questions we need to ask if does that mean women need to wear head covering today?
另一个问题可能大家会问，就是在现在女人还需要来盖头，有穿盖头吗？
The short answer is no.
简短的回答就是不需要。
Head covering is a cultural application to the biblical principle.
盖头只是一个当时文化的一个需要，然后是当时符合圣经的。
Principle is that husband needs to be the head of his wife.
圣经它的经义是说那个 husband is the head of a wife, 是
yeah.
男人是女人的头。
The application in Paul's culture is that women needs to wear head covering.
对于文化上面说，可能女人就是需要有盖头，但是是当时的文化。
In today's age, if you have head covering, not many people know what that means.
但是在现在的生活，当你有盖头的时候，不是每很多的人都不知道为什么这原因是什么。
So Paul says there needs to be a sign of authority.
所以保罗在这里说需要有服权柄的记号。
The sign may differ from culture to culture, but there needs to be a sign of authority.
这样子的一个记号可能在不同的文化中有不同的记号，但是呢需要有服从权柄的记号。
It does need to be a sign. It does need to be expressed out. It may not be the head covering today, but it has to be something that's shown that the man is the head of the wife and the wife are to be submissive.
在现在的这个社会当中，可能不需要有盖头这样的记号，但是确实这个记号还是有存在的必要，为是要显出丈夫是妻子的头。
I know some families, when they serve in the church, and the women, wives are the one that serve God fervently.
我知道有很多家庭，他们的妻子在服事主上是非常的热心的。
And the husband is kind of cold and not participating much in the church.
但是他们的丈夫有些是非常冷漠，在教会的事工上也不是很多的参与。
And I know some wives, they will take a step back. They will put more effort into their family and to support their husband, to build their husband up so that their husband will grow spiritually.
所以我知道这样的女性很多也有就是往后退一步，在家庭中有更多的服侍，以至于他们的丈夫可以被建立，可以有更多的服侍。
That's a sign of authority. I don't want to be too obvious in the church ministry. I want my husband to grow and to lead the house.
这就是有服权柄的记号。我不想要在教会当中太出风头。我希望我的丈夫可以从家中走出来，可以来带领整个家。
So there are certain order, there are certain signs of authority that we need to do in order to not just honor the husbands, not just to love the wives, but to glorify God.
所以这又是有福全柄的记号，这又来自于神的记号，让我们不光让我们可以活出这样子爱妻子也顺服丈夫的生活，来在这世上荣耀神。
I was a pharmacist once.
我曾经是一个药剂师。
I worked for Walgreens for 13 years.
我在 Walgreens 工作了13年。
At Walgreens, there is every pharmacy has a pharmacy manager.
在 Walgreens 每一个药房都有一个经理。
Manager is not much different than the regular pharmacist.
经理和普通的药剂师其实没有很大的区别。
At one point, Walgreens asked me, "Can you be the manager of this store?"
有一次，那个 Walgreens 就问我能不能做这间药房的经理。
It's not because I'm good.
并不是因为我好。
Because nobody else wants to be a manager of that particular store.
因为没有别人愿意做那个特定的药房的经理了。
Because I already realized if I just work 4 hours overtime, my pay is the same as my manager.
因为我发现只要每次我只要做满四个小时的话我的薪水和经理一样多。
4 hours overtime.
只要我加班四个小时的话，然后我的薪水就可以跟我的经理一样多。
But if you are put on manager, you can do 20 hours overtime, you don't get extra pay.
但是做这个经理之后呢，你可以工作多工作20个小时，却没有更多的收入。
So I can just work overtime without the headache of people management.
所以呢，我只需要再工作多几个小时就好了，不需要花那么多的精力去管理。
Manager is the head of the pharmacy.
经理是整个药房的头。
We all need to listen to the manager.
我们每一个人都要听头的。
But manager has a lot of responsibilities.
但是经理有很多的职责。
Anything goes wrong in the pharmacy, manager is the first one who has to handle all the problems.
当一旦药房有什么事情发生的时候，经理要冲在第一个去解决问题。
That's why manager usually spend extra hours in the pharmacy when the rest of the pharmacy go home happily.
这就是为什么一个经理当所有其他的人都已经回家的时候，很高兴的回家的时候，经理还在药房里面忙碌着。
That's why I never wanted to be a manager, but because of the need, I was a manager for a few months.
这就是为什么我从来不想要做经理，但是因为需要我做了几个月的经理。
I'm saying this to just help you to understand it's not the same situation as husband and wife, but husband, when you are the head of the household, you do have a lot of responsibility.
可能这个例子并不是完全的应用于生活，但是我只是想让丈夫们可以看到，丈夫们，你们确实要担负更多的责任。
I don't want you to feel that, well, it's bad for you and it's also bad for me, or everybody has the same amount of sacrifice and it's all bad. It's not like that.
我不想让你们有这样一个误解，以为这个对我来说很不好，对你来说也不好，对所有的人来说都是不是一件好事儿。
I want you to understand that God created this.And it was very good, and it is for the glory of God.
我想让你们可以明白，神创造了这样的制度，然后这是很好的，这是为了神的荣耀。
So love your wife sacrificially for the glory of God. Submit to your husband for the glory of God.
所以丈夫们，你们要舍己的爱你们的妻子，为了神的荣耀；妻子们，你们也要顺服丈夫，也是为了神的荣耀。
Don't change your genders any way you like.
也不要按己意改变自己的性别。
It was very good in God's eye the way He created you.
在神看来，他创造我们是好的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, help us to understand that your glory.That we desire your glory in our daily life.
神啊，求您让我们可以在我们日常的生活当中，可以来看到您的荣耀，见证您的荣耀。
Help us to be willing to submit to your principles.
让我们可以来服服于您所创造的原则之下。
Submit to who you are.
服服在您自己之下。
Submit to the order of the creation that you have set up for us.
也服服在您为我们所设立的创造的先后次序之下。
Help us to have a marriage where husband love his wife sacrificially and wives love her husband submissively.
帮助我们，让我们在我们的婚姻当中，丈夫可以舍己的爱妻子，妻子也可以完全的顺服丈夫。
We pray that the church in Ann Arbor Christian Chinese Church here, the family in the church here, will glorify you in their marriage.
我们向神求，求您可以帮助在安城华人教会的所有的家庭，都可以为彰显神而活，彰显神的荣耀而活。
Also help us to see that this is beautiful and this is very good.
让我们真的看到您的创造是何等的美善，何等的美丽。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.